Hi, Lynn's here. Hope you guys are doing great. So we are starting a new series on the Lindsay Morgan Snyder podcast, and it's really going back to the Letting Love In show on YouTube. So I'm going to be broadcasting a lot of the content on my podcast, but there is additional content on my YouTube channel. So I'd love for you to come on over to lettingloveinlive.com. And that will take you to the YouTube channel. So we're so excited. We're so excited to have you over there. And let's get to the show. Hi, hope you're doing super well listening to this podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the difference in identity. What do I mean by that? I hear a lot of Christians talk about, you know, knowing your identity in Christ and it being about your identity. And I don't know about y'all, but for me, when I was a new Christian at 32 years old, I was like, what do they mean by the word identity? I've never even heard this term before. And 13 years in, I'm still sort of like, I still don't quite understand what I mean. But I do. I mean, who we are in Christ, right? Like who we are seen in heaven as, right? Like who are we in the spirit realm? How does God see us? Who does he know he created us to be, right? Like what inheritance do we carry just by saying yes to Jesus, right? Those are some of the ways I would explain like identity in Christ. You hear this a ton. You need to know your identity in Christ. You know, and I'm all like, all right, but what does that really mean? You know, sometimes I'm like a little bit of a word nerd and I'm like, can we talk about what that means and not just say these terms, you know, because your girl doesn't understand. So knowing that is very true, very foundational, very important for all of us as Christians to learn. There is something else I want to talk about when it comes to identity. And I think this is super fun and super fascinating. So we have an identity in Christ, but then if God just wanted us to all look exactly alike and have the same identity, he would not have been so creative when he was making humans. I mean, have you ever walked down the street and just been like, wow, God is so creative? All of these people look different. How is that? There are only a tiny percentage of twins in the world, right? Where two people look pretty identical. That is pretty rare. The rest of us are very, very different. I don't know if you've ever traveled to other countries, but I remember the first time I traveled. No, I don't know if it was the first time I traveled overseas, but there was a time where I traveled over through Asia. I was going to Thailand and I stopped in Japan and I stopped in Singapore. And I just remember thinking like, wow, God is so creative, you know? Like, he made all these different nations, all these different looking people. Like, sure, we have similarities, but we all look different. And you've probably heard the, like, slightly cheesy, you know, I don't know if it's a parable or what it is, of the snowflake. You know, no two snowflakes are alike, and you're your own special snowflake. You know, I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, I do get it, like, but I'm also like, okay, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's a little bit cheesy, but honestly, it's kind of crazy if you truly think about it. If you truly think about how God created, like, I don't even know how many billions of people are in the world. I have no idea. Somebody Google that. But like, there are billions of people in this world and very few of them look alike. That's insane creativity. Okay. Can we just be like, whoa, that's amazing. So in saying that, you're probably like, okay, great, Lindsay, like, you know, stop belaboring your point. But my point is if God wanted us to be the same, if he wanted us just to know our identity in Christ, you know, then why would he have been so creative in making us? So my point is that there's something really special about you and about me. In every single person, the Bible says that God, the Holy Spirit, gave us gifts. And he gave us gifts like from his desire, right? Like he decided, I want so-and-so to have this gift and I want so-and-so to have that gift and I want so-and-so to have this gift and I want so-and-so to have that gift, right? We also are not just spirits, right? Like I sometimes hear people say, no shame, I've probably said it myself, like we are a spiritual being having a human experience. Like, yes, actually, I agree with that. We are, right? We are spirit beings, which is kind of cool to dwell on and meditate on and think about. I mean Christian meditation, just FYI. But like, we are spiritual beings, 100%. But we also have a soul. And if God didn't want us to have a soul, then we wouldn't have one. So why does God want us to have a soul? Great question. I've been thinking about this. I've been chatting with God about it. And our soul is often referred to as our mind, our will, you know, our desires, like, you know, what we are driven to do, right? Behavior, I think, comes out of will. And then, so it's our mind, our will, and our emotions, right? Our emotions, like emotions, happy, sad, you know, like just we all operate differently with our emotions, and which is beautiful. And I think that God also is super interested in that identity, in us understanding that identity of ourselves, of who he created us to be, who he knit us together in our mother's womb to be, right? Okay, so when I was in this really, like, kind of surrendered, kind of broken place, to be very honest with you, you know, I just was like, God, like, I've, you know, ever since I've met you, I've wanted to, like, follow you, right? Like, we all do. And I had my own experience and version of that. And, you know, so I kept trying to, like, ask God what he wanted me to do, and I would go do that, and I would go do that, and I would go do that to the best of my ability. Did I screw it up a million times? For sure. Because we are not perfect, FYI. If we were, we would not need Jesus. So we don't need to be perfect. That would ruin the whole plan, right? Okay. So, but I know we are also like walking with Jesus to be more like him. So we are becoming, you know, more like him as we go. But back to the point, away from my little bunny trail. Let's pull it back, Snyder. No, just kidding. But back to the point is that God wanted us to have these unique identities, right? And there's a lot out there right now that I feel like I come against in the spirit realm a lot, and I'll explain. There's a lot out there about self-love and being authentic to yourself and you do you and be your true you and, you know, all these things, right? And the funny part is I actually agree with that to a point. And when I was really trying to develop this content with the Lord, and not really even trying to develop content per se, I was just trying to sort it out with the Lord, because I love to sit down and contemplate and talk and communicate with the Lord. It's like my favorite thing. It's what I teach people how to do. If you want to learn more about this, like, send your girl a message, lindsay@lindsaysnyder.com, and we'll talk. I'll tell you what I have. I've got courses, I've got coaching stuff, whatever you need. But back to it. I agree. I agree with this, like, there is this self-understanding that is important. But I think in Christian culture, the enemy is super good at, like, just kicking us in the face. Can I get an amen? I laugh at him because I've battled with him, and I'm like, all right, like, you know what? The Bible says I can laugh at my future, so I need you to, like, move out of my way. Now, you know, sometimes he whacks me upside the head here and there, but we keep getting stronger because we overcome, so it's all good. But we need to have an element of self-understanding in our life as Christians. And I think the enemy likes to tell us it's selfish. And I'm telling you, when I say I came up against this in the spirit realm, when the Lord was teaching me this, I felt like the enemy was, like, cracking me upside the head, like, all the time. Like, you are so selfish, Lindsay. Like, I can't believe you want to teach Christians this. Like, oh, you, like, kind of like you're going to be in so much trouble with God. Like, you're not even a Christian. I mean, y'all, I was hearing the mean voice. Okay, you know, I talk about the mean voice, which sometimes is the enemy, sometimes is your own pain speaking to you. But either way, it's mean. We need to overcome. So, you know, that's really
what I was coming up against as far as when God was downloading this information to me. I know it sounds a little over spiritual, but you know, when I was communicating with God and like working through my own crap, to be honest with you, I wasn't like, oh, let me get some information to share with all these people because I'm so important. Nah, that's not how it went. Your girl was digging through her own crap and then like came upon some cool stuff, you know, that later the Lord is like, you could share this with others, Lens. And I'm like, great, let's do that, Papa, you know? So please trust me. I'm not trying to be like all like, listen to me. I've got so many things to say. But what I am saying is I think sometimes we all want to be like thought leaders, right? Myself included, who am I kidding? But you've got to have some new thoughts to be a thought leader. Like you can't just be like, oh, I'm going to regurgitate somebody else's information and I'm going to be a thought leader. No, you're not going to be a thought leader. You might be a trainer. You might be a coach. You might be, you know, a lot of other beautiful things, a teacher, a preacher, like all these amazing things, a speaker. But you're not a thought leader because a thought leader has a new thought and leads with that, right? They are leading people in a new thought. Okay. And I know I have a lot of pioneers that listen to my podcast. And so why I'm saying that is because you aren't going to know like who you are, who he created you to be, what new thoughts that he's giving you in order to then be the leader of that thought. Now, some of you are like, Lindsay, I don't want to go through the pain of being a pioneer because there's just a lot of misunderstanding in that. There's a lot of kind of like plowing, you know, which is sort of not that fun. You're like, actually, I freaking love taking other people's content and just pouring it into people. Like I love being that, you know, discipler, right? Like that's what a discipler is. I mean, if you think about it, Jesus is the one with all the information. We take Jesus' information and we disciple other people with Jesus' information. So being a discipler is kind of like probably like number one, right? That's the coaches and the leaders and the preachers and the teachers and all of these great things. But there are these other people called pioneers and they are like pushing a new thought out into the world. And there is a lot of pushing in that process. And so that comes with, it comes with a lot of resistance and like pain. You have to push through. So look, not one is better than the other, but they're just different. But either way, we aren't going to even know which one we are, who we really want to be, what we really want to do with our life if we don't understand ourselves, right? And so the enemy comes against this and he's like, oh, you're just being selfish. You're being self-focused. It's all about others. Absolutely. But I'm telling you, if it's all about others and not about you in some way or form, you're going to end up being hyper codependent. How does your girl know that? Because I lived a good 4 decades being hyper codependent and it really stole from my life. So I'm just telling you this because I would like you to like maybe buzz around the mistakes I've made. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm saying this. So Lindsay, what's the point? Well, here's the point. The point is the only way that you are going to truly like get to the essence of who you are, the true you, not the you that's built up all these walls and self-protection and, you know, like trying to like protect yourself from pain, which again, your girl knows by experience. The only way you're going to break through that to get to your true self. And when I say true self, I mean the self that God created you to be. Okay. The only way you're going to get there is by connecting with the one who created you. There's no other way. There's literally no other way. Now, people think there are other ways and, you know, have a good time going on that journey. I've been on many of my own journeys. So there is room for process, right? I'm in process like about a million things all the time. We all are. So it's okay to be in the process. But if you want to skip some of the process, I'm going to be really honest with you. You need to spend time with the one who created you. You need to listen to what he's saying to you because he is not necessarily going to give you just a to-do list. Now, for a while, the way I would hear God was a to-do list. Lindsay, do this, do this, do this, do this. I think that was a training period in my life. I don't think that wasn't God. I think some of it wasn't God, to be honest. But I don't think that wasn't God. That was training me in obedience. I was training me in, you know, like trust and faith and hearing his voice and
you know, when you listen to God, like, you do see cool things happen. So, you know, it's wise, right? But then, like, storms come in our life. And if we can stay close to God in that, you will experience him in an intimate way that you've never really experienced him before. And this is where, you know, I get into, like, letting love in, because God is love and we're letting love into our life. Love is the main thing. A lot of us already think we know that. But the truth is, we probably don't even know what real love is, because love is very distorted. I, for many years of my life, thought love was codependency. I knew God for a good 10 years before he decided to tell me that, you know? I will never forget. I was driving down an alley to get to my garage here in Santa Monica. I was driving. It was like, out of nowhere, in the middle of an alley, God decides to say to me, "Lindsay, you thought codependency was love." And I realized, I don't even know what love is. I know what some forms of love are, right? But I didn't know what, like, real love was. And I wouldn't say I know, like, everything about love at all at this moment in time. But God showed me, if you learn from me, Lens, because I'm love, you will better recognize it on earth. I mean, hello, that's quite an invitation. So what I'm saying today, which has been a lot of buddy trails, but, you know, stay with me if you like me. If not, I get it. But what I'm saying is, as you learn to connect with the one who created you, you will learn better who he created you to be. Out of who you are will be what you do. Right? Yes, there are things for us to do, without question. But there's just an easier way to get there than to, like, do all the doing, like, zap yourself out like I did, and then have to return to find the being. Let him prune all that, you know. We're all always in process. I totally get it. But hoping this brings value, helps you resonate. Because it's all about connecting with him. Like, you have to connect with him to understand even who you are. Like, you cannot find out who you are without connecting with him. And out of who you are, you will find out what you are called to do. And what I'm going to tell you is, you are going to love what you're called to do. You're going to love it. Now, there are seasons of obedience where we do things we know he's calling us to do and we don't love it. And I can't tell you if that's because he's trying to get us to this place of, like, I want you over here and you're over here and I need you to be over here. So yes, you're going to have that assignment, which is going to lead you over here. Might not be super fun, but it's going to bring you over here. I don't exactly obviously know how God works, but in my experience, you know, I've had assignments, quote unquote, you know, in my life that were not fun, but they rooted out something in me that needed to leave in order for me to get to my real assignment, my real, quote unquote, destiny. It's kind of a weird word, but, you know, the real thing that he literally created me to do when he knit me together in my mother's womb. After I went through this painful experience, you know, I was in this place of, it was really kind of a me and God season, which was real painful. And he sent the right people in, you know, to help me through. But it was really more of a me and God season, if I can be, like, real with you. And my prayer was like, God, all I want to do is be the person that was in your mind when you knit me together in my mother's womb. What did you have in your mind for me to do on this earth when you knit me together in my mother's womb? Because God, that's who I want to be. And I feel like he took that as a yes. And he took me through a longer process than I would have liked. And I'm sure there's so much more. I absolutely know there is. But in that season, there was a process as well in whatever that was birthing. And then he started to allow me to do some of that, even in the pain, even in the process. And then, you know, there are seasons of like, oh, now it makes more sense. There's some more clarity. You know, it's going to be a continuing process until I end up in heaven. But I'm so excited, right? I'm so excited that all that time connecting with him helped me to see myself the way he wanted me to see myself, which is 100% identity in Christ,
100%. That's the foundation. Without that, the rest of it is not going to go anywhere, which is kind of what you see in the New Age. But there's a second part of our identity, and it's our soul identity, right? And our soul has been corrupted by pain in our life. And so, and other things, but, you know, I speak more about that. And so we have to learn to process that pain with God, actually, and with counselors. You know, I love therapy, with friends, like all of that. But if you don't process it with God, you're going to end up kind of codependent. I'm just going to be real with you. You know, I like to be real. So it's really important that you learn to process everything with God, to be honest. So because as we process with God, we are going to become so intimate with him, and he is going to be our life source, which is such a cheesy term, but it's actually very true. You know, he's going to become our everything and not our only thing, right? I'm not saying go isolate with God, but I'm saying if you don't have intimacy with God, you're gonna spin your wheels a lot. And the last thing I want to say is that God, like, he wants to bring you through things into new things. So, like, the process is to process through things, process through your pain to get to the other side, to get to the beautiful part. I remember I was going through another hard time in my life, and someone said to me, like, keep going, Lindsay, until you reach the beautiful part. And I remember thinking in that time, like, oh, there's a beautiful part? Because I don't know if I've ever seen that. And that kind of kept me going, you know, through the pain. Like, okay, they said, keep going, Lindsay, until you get to the beautiful part. And I thought, I didn't know there was a beautiful part. And what I'm here to tell you today is there is absolutely a beautiful part. There's a beautiful part to your life and your story and who you are, who God created you to be. And so you just have to keep going until you get to the beautiful part. But one of the most precious ways to keep going is to connect with your Father in heaven, because he is love, the Bible says. And if you're anything like me, you've been looking for love in all the wrong places. It doesn't matter if you're married. It doesn't matter what your relational status is. You can be looking for love in your marriage. You can be looking for love when you've got everything you want. You can be looking for love when you're single as a Pringle like me. But, like, the truth is, love lives literally inside of you, because God is love and he lives inside of us and we live inside of him. So the trick is a dumb word, but the key is, if you want to use a Christian word, is to connect with that love that literally lives inside of you. And I help people do that all the time. I hope that a lot of these podcasts, I hope that my YouTube helps you do that. But if you want to further invest in learning how to do that, that's what I do. That's what I help people do. I help them overcome the inner critic and learn to love themselves the way God loves them, right? And there's a lot to that, but it's actually not that hard. So let me know if you want to learn more about that. Like I said, I have on-demand stuff. It's very affordable. I have free stuff. I have a free Bible plan on YouVersion. I've got $20 books. And then I have, like, kind of intensive, you know, academy type, you know, stuff that'll really, really get in there. And it comes with coaching and all that. So just depends where you are, what you want, what you're investing in right now. It just depends. We're always learning, right? I'm a learner. You're a learner. Like, we're always learning, right? Like, I may be teaching this, but guess what I'm watching on YouTube? Guess what I'm investing in? You know, I'm investing in like romantic relationships. That's where I need help, right? And the Bible does talk about, and I didn't used to understand this, but the Bible does talk about, like, you know, the word that's coming to me is where you sow, you grow. That's not actually the Bible. That's just Lindsay's head. But where you sow, you grow. So, you know, in the Bible, where that comes from is, like, you know, the parable of the sower and the planter, you know, and then reaping a harvest. Like, but to make it shorter and quicker, where you sow, you grow. So, like, for me, you know, investing in, you know, courses and even free content. Like, it doesn't have to be paid, but like, to learn about men, to learn about relationships, like, it's because that's where I want to grow. That's where I want to go. Oh my gosh, I'm having so many like little rhymes going on, but you know what I mean? Like, so where you want to grow so you can go. I hope you're laughing. Anyway, but it's actually very true. It's so true. So where you want to grow because you want to go. You want to go there. You know, like, I want to find my husband. Like, I want to find like the amazing man God has for me. I'm 46 years old, never been married. Okay, hashtag, in case you haven't heard that part of my story. But I'm in a place now that I'm like, no, I'm ready to pursue that God, you know? And he's like, let's go, Linz, you know? And so I'm learning, I'm investing. I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to invest in this area of my life because I want it to go. And one of my coaches says, the only shortcut in the kingdom is to have a mentor. I agree with him. So, you know, I love investing in, I love using my money to, you know, grow and develop as a person. And so, yeah, I've got content if you want to do that as well. Like I said, I got free content because I was broke as a joke not too long ago and I needed all the free stuff. But I also, you know, spend a lot of money on this kind of stuff. So I've got stuff you can buy as well. Anyway, that's the podcast for today. I hope you guys have an amazing week. You know, we're on here every week. I love to hear from, can I tell you how much I love to hear from people? Like, I'm a words of affirmation person. I'm not telling you have to message me and be like, we love you, Linz, but you know, love is good, right? But I'm saying, like, come interact with me. Like, I love it. I love people. I'm a people person. I'm an extrovert. I love communicating. I love it. It's so fun for me. You don't have to buy anything from me, but just come to my YouTube channel and like talk to me, you know, tell me what you think. Tell me what you're going through. I think it's fun. I will comment back. I will reply to every comment. I'll love it. Come on Instagram, you know, let's message back and forth. I love this stuff. So feel free, you know, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok now. Jesus take the wheel, but I'm always Linz Morgan Snyder. So just find me there. And let's talk. Cause I think it's fun. I love this stuff. It's like my, I don't know. I'm obsessed. So there you go. All right. I'm going to pray for us, myself included. And then I'm going to let you go. So Father, thanks that you're really that close, that you decided to come and live inside of us and through Jesus Christ, that you are love, that we are told in Christianity to love, 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 love God, love others. But the scripture says the first commandment is to love the Lord God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, God. And we need to understand your love more and more and more, myself included, every single second of the day. And we need to learn to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, in the same way that we love ourselves, God. And you've told me for 10 years now, Linz, if you don't love yourself, you can't really love anyone else. So God, even though the enemy would love to come against this and tell us it's selfish, it's not Christian, it's the first commandment. Well, it's the second commandment. So God, I believe like this message is from you and you want people to understand love from your viewpoint and you want people to connect with you so they can learn what real love actually is and that we may have some dysfunctional ideas of what love is. I know I did and still do for sure. But God, you are love and you are so accessible. You're free. Nobody has to pay to get to you, God. It's a gift so that none of us can boast. So God, I thank you for the gift of your love. Teach us, lead us, guide us, God. Show us what we all need. We all need something different, God. So show us what we need, Lord. Show us what we need. Lead us and guide us so what you know will help us in the places we're stuck. I know I need that help too, God. So I thank you for these listeners. I love communicating with them. I love just like sharing what you've given me for others, Lord. You told me you love to see your people blossom because other people get to receive from the beauty of when we blossom, God. So I pray that every person on this podcast would blossom into who you created them to be when you knit them together in their mother's womb, Lord, because you are excited about it. You want them to blossom because it's going to bring so much beauty to the world, God, and you're beautiful, God. And so thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Love you so much. Would love for you to check out the show notes. It's got all the latest and greatest when it comes to what we're doing over here. So check it out, and we will talk to you next time. Love, much love, always so much love.